This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land and shares how the Sabbath is observed by the Jewish people.
In this Havdalah service that we separate between the Shabbat, the holy day, and the Yom Rishon, Sunday, a day that's not yet called holy anymore, the way that we do that is by using all of our senses, intensified with this holiness, that we could take the Sabbath with us throughout the week. Because Jews don't live for the weekday. We wait all week for the Shabbat, for the Sabbath. So now, as we do this Havdalah service, the separation between the Sabbath, Shabbat, and regular day, we're using all of our senses. We are singing and listening with our ears. We're looking at the fire. We're smelling the spices. We're tasting the grape juice. So all of our senses could be ingrained with holiness from the Sabbath, and it will be with us, God willing, until next Shabbat. We end the Sabbath, welcome in the week, and we pray that it will be a good week, a Shavuot Tov, a healthy week, a very, very good week, full of peace, full of blessing, full of health for us and all of the world. These are the blessings that we don't just pray over us and our family. We're praying this for the world. From the holiness of the Shabbat, we will take with us those sparks to last us through the weeks, through the toil, until next Shabbat.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel, at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.